So Declan, we're just days out now from the start of the National Football League. You got as far as the semi-final of the McKenna Cup. I suppose since then and now, how's the preparations been for it?
Yeah, listen, it's been grand, to be quite honest. There's been a lot of distractions in terms of third level, Sigerson, Trench Cup. But and saying that now, we've got a couple of good weeks behind us. And as I said, you know, from the outset of the McKenna Cup, we were using that in preparation for the league. And, you know, that, you know, it served its purpose. And, we finished off with a very good game against a very physically strong Armagh side. And, you know, the test on Sunday against Clare will be no different than what we faced against Armagh. So we've got to be ready for it.
You just mentioned the colleges action. Is it a worry for you, given that there's so many players involved at either Trench or Sigerson level, with the league just happening at the same time?
Yeah, it's a major distraction because, you know, you're trying to fit in some training sessions during the week, and, you know, if the college game is on a Wednesday, you can't really train them on a Tuesday night, and you can't train them on a Thursday night. So it is difficult, there's no doubt about it.
There's the worry of injury as well.
Oh, 100%. You have that worry at the back of your mind. And, you know, we are working off a relatively small squad at the minute with the number of players that are still out in terms of, you know, other commitments with clubs. And I know we'll have probably Steve McMenamin back on board now towards the end of this week, and possibly... you know, hopefully that he'll get game time now over the next number of weeks. But in saying that, listen, the players that we have in and the players that have been there for the McKenna Cup have put in a big, big effort and a big shift, and a lot of them will get rewarded now with game time at the start of the National League.
Yep. So there will be changes to the starting lineup, to the side that's going to line out against Clare, from what there was that day against Armagh with players coming back then?
Yeah, there'll be changes. It'll not be wholesale changes, but there will be changes, and there's a number of players to come back in, and, you know, that's going to... Those guys have been training over the last 4 or 5 weeks and are ready for match scenario now. And as I say, we'll need a number of those experienced players back on board now as the league starts, because Division 2 is a very difficult place to get out of, and you know, a lot of difficult matches, and that none more so than the opening match against Clare. And then Ennis, Clare won their McGrath Cup match 2 weeks ago against Cork, to win the McGrath Cup final, and you know, I've had that game watched, and you know, they're a decent side.
And along with Stephen then, who else is going to appear on Sunday on the sheet, Declan?
Well, listen, the guys that have been back in play and training, as I said, it's going to come too early for the likes of Michael and Frank and as I said, Guidor, that guys are still involved with their club. But hopefully you're talking about the likes of Lee Owen Van and, as I said, Stephen and Paddy McGrath. So these guys are all back in training now, and as I say, have been getting ready for this match over the last number of weeks.
Yeah. So we've used 25 players, I think it was, during the McKenna Cup campaign, and still a lot of them are on with a shout of continuing on a role for the county then, Declan.
Yeah, exactly, and that's you know, the good thing about playing in the McKenna Cup, it gave you an opportunity to look at players, and as I say, maybe the first three matches we won them fairly comprehensively, but you know, we knew going into play Armagh, and as Armagh proved again against Tyrone last week, that you know, they're really working hard, they've a lot of work done for the early part of the year, and it was a really good match for us to get, because it also gave us because we will get that physicality down in Ennis, there's no doubt about it, and we've got to be ready for that challenge. And as I say, it's important that we hit the ground running and that we get a performance that's going to get us 2 points down in Ennis.
Yeah. What sort of challenge do you expect then from Clare on the opening day of the league, because they've been going alright at the start of the year, Declan, so they have?
Yeah, they have been, and you know, Colm Collins, team manager, has been there now. He may be in his fifth, sixth campaign, and an experienced manager. And they have done a lot of work also. They won the McGrath Cup, as I said, against Cork there a number of weeks back. And, you know, they're a big, strong side, really powerful in the middle of the field. And up front, they have a number of potent players. Gary Brennan's probably the best known of the Clare players. He plays between middle of the field and inside in the full forward line. And you have Sexton that played for college last week and kicked 110 for UL against DIT. So they have a number of really good players, and so it's going to be a challenge, and it's a match, as I said, that we need to be ready for.
Yep. Clare have come up this last couple of seasons from Division 4 and into Division 3 and now Division 2. I suppose with that sort of momentum and the way they played it at the start of the year, Clare will be looking to get out of the box, the blocks, very, very strongly, so they will, Declan.
Well, they probably see it. I mean, it's still a relatively young and experienced Donegal side that's going into tennis, and they'll probably see it an opportunity. It's in their own backyard. But in saying that, as I say, I have every faith in the lads that we have and the group for Sunday's match, and it should be an interesting match, there's no doubt about it. And it will be tight, there's no doubt. We know, and we're getting ready for it over the last number of weeks. And But it's a match where, you know, you've got to stand up and be counted, and it's also gave us a fair idea of where we're at and where a lot of these younger players are at now, going into a different competition. You know, this is the secondary competition after the Championship Series, and, you know, the ante will be stepped up now, and it'll be interesting to see how these players stand up and be counted.
Yeah. What's the target then from the league, Declan? Straight away, back to Division 1?
People say it's a cliche, but we're taking every game as it comes, to be quite honest. We know we've a number of difficult matches on the road. We're down in Clare this weekend, we're in Tipperary in 2 weeks' time, and we're down in Cork. And then you have the home matches. I mean, the first one's Meath. You have Meath, Armagh, Fermanagh and Kildare will all bring their own challenges. We're going to take it one match at a time. But, you know, if you're looking at the bigger picture, yeah, we want to be. We want to be winning every match we play, and we want to be back playing Division 1 football. And as I say, the road begins, as I say, next weekend down Ennis.
Yep. You do have the advantage of having four games at home, but there is three away, and they're long trips as well. So they are, Declan. You have to go to Cork, you have to go to Tipperary, and you have to go to Clare. Interesting, it's all Munster sides, and Munster is a strong area of football, so it is, and there are going to be difficult ties on the road.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, there's long journeys. You talk next weekend, Clare is the shortest of them, then you go to Thurles, and then you go to Cork. So yeah, listen, but we're looking, everything's been geared towards the Ennis match for a number of weeks now, and as I say, we want to, I think preparations have gone as well as could be expected. As I say, there has been distractions, but I presume it's the same for all county managers at this stage with the third level, and it's not been helped by the fact that third level have also brought in a backdoor system now, so instead of maybe the normal one match for a number of teams, they're getting a second opportunity, and that's tying up again another midweek for you.
I would say you're happy with how the rules have panned out, the situation now in the league. They're keeping a few of them, but the hand pass rule that everybody had a serious dislike into is now gone. Are you content with where the rules are going into the league then, Declan?
Listen, I mean, I don't mind. People think maybe anti-change, but no. I mean, if there's a change out there that's going to help develop the game and make it a better game and make it a better spectacle, then yeah, definitely go for it. But I do be amazed that, you know, when looking at some of the high-powered journalists that write in the top papers and based around Dublin on about the hand pass, and it's going to set the game back five years. I mean, these people are not involved, they don't play, they don't manage, they don't know, they don't see it working at first hand. And, you know, any of the players and any of the management teams would have said very difficult, because the three hand pass, it actually slowed the game down. There was absolutely no benefit to anyone. Yeah. And it's gone. And as I say, if they're looking at introducing more kicking, then there will be more kicking, because the kick out now from the 20-metre line, it's going to encourage the keeper to kick the ball longer and go longer. And also, the mark's still there, so that opportunity to kick the ball from outside the 45 is also on the radar now. And I think that, you know, that's two areas of the game that, yeah, I have no issues with. And, you know, if it'll benefit the game itself, then, yeah, all for it.
Finally then, Declan, how good would it be to get a win on the road in the opening match? It would be a good foundation for a league campaign, would it?
Yeah, listen, every day you go out, as I say, you want to win your match, and we're on the road. We're down on Saturday for that. We travel down Saturday. We're looking to get those 2 points, and it'll be a great start if we do get them. We know it'll be tough, but it's the target we've set ourselves, to go out and get those 2 points.